All right, good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the September 22nd, 2021 hearing of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. And I'll identify myself. My name is Andy Kotkamp, and I've been appointed by Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as a land use hearing examiner. And my job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized from the form. Hopefully that doesn't happen again. I'm going to take care of a few administrative things before I go into the substance of the hearing. We have some administrative appeals items that are on the end of the agenda. I just want to go through those because I think I can handle those rather quickly. And then I'll go through the rest of the hearing procedures that we'll be following. The first item is file number AA21-259. We've had some discussions. I understand that there may be an agreed date to continue the matter. I don't see Mr. Foster here, but Mr. Gribben, do you have any information on this?
I do. So I confirmed with Mr. Foster yesterday and sent a follow-up email to your office, and I confirmed with my final witness that January 10th, 2022 is a date where the county and the appellants are available.
All right. And let me just go there. I don't know if that's a January.
So I believe that is a Monday.
Or January 10th. Oh, okay. So it's not going to be at a regularly scheduled meeting. That'll be a special set meeting. Is that what I understand?
If that works for the examiner.
Yeah. Okay. We'll make it work. And then we have so what time did you want that on the 10th?
We did not discuss a specific time. So I don't know if there's a typical start time for the examiner's office, 9 o'clock or 9:30.
I have some things in the morning. So we're going to do 1 p.m. on that one.
That will
work. Okay, good. And then, on the record, I will be continuing AA21-259. Until the January 10, 2022 date at 1 p.m. And then I also understand we have set a pre-hearing conference for September 29, 2021 at 3 p.m. Is that right, Mr. Gribben?
That is correct. And I guess the only other housekeeping issue was the consolidation of the two land use appeals, which Mr. Foster said the county would agree to, but since he's not present here, I don't know if you want to address that.
I'm not going to address that. You guys either present to me in agreed order or work it out between yourselves. I'm not going to take time today to address that issue. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Great. All right. Anything else, Mr. Gribben?
Nothing further from me.
All right. Thank you very much for checking in with us today. I appreciate it.
Great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
The second housekeeping item is file number AA21-251. And I just want to confirm that this matter is going to be continued to November 17, 2021 at 1 p.m. If anybody is here on that matter, that's when that hearing will take place, if you want to watch that. The third item is not a matter that's, that I'm hearing, but I just want to state for the record, hearing number AA21-162, my understanding is that it has been previously considered by Hearing Examiner Pro Tem McLean to the date of January 19, 2022 at 1 p.m. So those items were on the agenda list, but I just wanted to confirm that we're not going to be hearing them today. So we will turn now to my reading of some information about the hearing process for everybody else that's here today. Looks like most people are very familiar with this, but I'm still going to go through this. So the hearing process has certain rules, but I still try to conduct the meeting in a relaxed and informal manner, but we still have a process we're going to use. We'll take each of these three items separately and staff will present their report and make whatever recommendations that they wish to make on each of these items. Then the applicant or the applicant's representative is given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence, the applicant having the burden of proof to show compliance with all the applicable rules and regulations. Then if somebody from the public came to testify either in favor or against a matter, an item, I'll give you that opportunity to do so. And if there is any testimony in opposition to a project, I will give the applicant an opportunity to submit whatever rebuttal testimony that they wish to make. you're going to testify, I'm just going to have you identify yourself on the record, state your name and address, and then I'm going to swear you in as a witness. I'd ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the application that we're talking about and not to other issues beyond the scope of the proposal. And if you have anything in writing that you want to submit today, we can make those arrangements. Now, I have the option following this hearing to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. Except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests to reopen hearings and requests for reconsideration, my decision on all these matters will be final and conclusive unless they are appealed. Appeals on, looks like all of these items will be, and there's four items left on the agenda, would be by a land use petition action that has to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of the decision. And if the appeal isn't timely filed, the appeal would be barred. The bottom line is that if you're considering an appeal of any of my decisions, you should seek immediate legal advice. I've reviewed each item on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in the properties or the proposals you heard today, and I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider each item. And then outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for each item, along with all those attachments to the staff report, which generally include application materials, there's noticing documents, there's agency and public comments. For the first item, there is a proposed development plan and the short plan approval that I've reviewed. Other than receiving and reviewing essentially the entire planning staff file for each item, I've not had any communication regarding any of the items that are on today's agenda. So with those representations, if there is anybody here today who objects to my participation as the hearing examiner for any of these items, you need to unmute yourself and state so at this time. All right, hearing none, we'll turn to the first item on today's agenda. It's given a short plat number, SP21-116, but it's actually a request for a development agreement for Robert and Holly Meisenar to defer some frontage improvements along a short plat that they have had previously approved. I'm going to admit into the record at this time the file of record, which includes the development agreement, the short plat materials. I'll admit all those items into the record at this time by this reference. Is there anybody from Public Works that wants to speak on this item? Nobody's in the room with community development, I take it?
Yeah, no Public Works today.
Okay. Is the applicant here? I see a name of a Robert, probably mispronouncing the name, Meisenar. Sir, would you like to provide some testimony today?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Yeah.
So I need to have you state your name and your address, and then I'm going to swear you in as a witness.
Okay, my name is Robert Meisenar. My current address is 4721 127th Avenue East in Edgewood, Washington, 98372.
All right, sir, would you raise your right hand for me and I'll take your word for it. Just let me know when it's up.
It's up.
Sir, do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
It will.
All right, thank you very much. And you must be the property owner in this matter, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so what's your understanding of the proposed development agreement?
To defer the frontage improvements along Harris Avenue is a 50-foot wide right-of-way there. And that short plat, part of the short plat is to create a new commercial lot for a future building. And it just seemed like it would be not a great idea to do frontage improvements and do new asphalt and whatnot before that new building was constructed. So that was just something that was actually brought up by Public Works as a good idea. And I completely agree that that is a good idea, that those frontage improvements could wait until the construction of that new building, whatever it may be, is completed, or there's additional improvements down the road that would warrant completing those improvements at that time.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add about this?
No, I think that kind of tells the story.
It does. All right. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Was there any member of the public that wished to testify on this matter? All right. So what I'm going to do, Mr. Meisner, I'm going to close the record on this hearing. I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. This is actually a recommendation. It will go to the Chelan County Board of Commissioners that will make the final decision on this. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. We'll turn to the next item in order on the agenda. This is an application number given, it's a variance given application number VIR 21-163. This is a variance request to reduce the front yard setback of Cedarbury Road from 55 feet from street centerline to 2 feet for the construction of a garage. And this relates to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. And for the record, I'm going to admit into the record at this time by this reference that staff report, all those attachments to the staff report, which included all of the application materials, all the noticing documents, there's comments that have been received, there's site plan drawings, there are photographs, I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference. And it looks like I'll turn this matter over to Ms. McGuire for the staff presentation.
Thank you. So as you said, this is an application to vary the front yard setback from 25 feet from the front property line to 2 feet to construct a garage and 0 feet from the front property line to construct a driveway with retaining walls. This is due to the existing 40% downward slope, limited alternative access points to the property, and proximity to the location of the existing funicular tram on the property. So based on the application materials, the applicant partially bases the need for this variance on necessary proximity to the existing tram, and staff recommends an after-the-fact building permit to ensure the safety of the existing funicular tram in relation to the proposed garage structure and to bring all of the structures on the subject property into compliance rather than exercising discretion to recommend denial. The applicant has questioned condition of approval number 7.1 that requires the after the fact building permit for the tram, and the applicant provided a copy of a prior administrative determination concerning an exemption from critical areas for the reconstruction of the single family residence and associated decks. Staff has also located this building permit for the reconstruction, and the portion of the funicular tram in question was labeled as existing in this building permit and therefore does not have an associated building permit with Chelan County. We are providing this information as part of the record, and I believe the applicant will probably speak on this further. From staff's perspective, the administrative determination does not appear to be relevant to the funicular tram. However, we would ask that the hearing examiner consider this information, and I will provide the administrative determination and building permit after we're done here. And staff has reviewed the application materials for consistency with applicable codes and regulations, which are further identified in the staff report. And based on these findings and the agency comments received, staff recommends approval with conditions.
All right, thank you very much, Ms. McGuire. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes, I am.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hello.
Just for the record, can you state your name and an address, please?
Ann Hesberg with Gretty Associates, 151 South Worthen Street, Suite 101 in Wenatchee.
All right, Ms. Hesberg, could you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be true?
I do.
All right, thank you very much. And are you here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner today?
Yes, I am.
All right, what would you like to tell me about this?
Okay.
Well, All of my testimony tonight is specific, or today is specific to the staff's claim regarding an unpermitted tram on site. There are several references within the staff report that claim that the tram is unpermitted. The first is on page 1 under existing land uses, and I would request that the unpermitted description be removed. As the staff has said in their statement, prior to mine, there is an associated administrative determination. This is AD 2015-085, and it was issued in May of 2015. This AD states that the original residence was constructed in 1966. The trim was also constructed to provide access to this residence because the property is so steep. The residence was destroyed by fire just prior to 2015, and the trim was partially destroyed as well during this fire. The AD from 2015 allowed for both of them to be reconstructed, and both are addressed in this AD. The AD has a specific finding for these structures and determined them both to be legally established, non-conforming. One of the findings specifically states, quote, prior to 1994, the department's building permit records may be incomplete. Therefore, structures built prior to 1994 may or may not have received a building permit. If there is no record of a building permit found in the department's files for the structure built prior to 1994, this structure may be considered legally established. Further, structures which have not been reviewed by community department may not meet current development code requirements and may be considered legally non-conforming. Additionally, the Department of Community Development does not warrant that the structures comply with the adopted building codes in place at the time of construction, end quote. The issuance of this AD made it possible to rebuild the residence and a portion of the tram that was destroyed by fire. This building permit was issued by Community Development for this construction following the issuance of the AD in 2015. Based on the findings in the AD and the associated building permit, I believe the tram is legally existing and has associated permits as it is specifically addressed, including the residential building permit. So I would like to request that the claim that the tram is unpermitted be removed.
Was the tram mentioned and part of the building permit application after the fire in 2015?
I was not personally involved in the building permit. This was associated with the contractor. I believe the contractor was Rimmer Rotor. So I do not have any personal experience with the building permit, but the AD did specifically address the tram and its destruction in the fire with the residents. And the AD made it possible for the residents and that portion of the tram to be rebuilt.
Okay, thank you.
There's another reference of an unpermitted tram on middle of page 4 under the code section 11.16020. I would like this removed for the very same reason that I addressed before. It's also addressed on the bottom of page 5 in a staff conclusion and the top of page 6 in the staff report, and I would like that removed for the exact same reasons. And then in the staff analysis on page 6, it also is addressed as unpermitted, and I would request that that be removed. I would also like to request that condition 7.1 be removed so that an after the fact building permit is not required due to the existing recent permitting of the tram. As mentioned before in my report here, and also due to the applicable staff finding in the administrative determination regarding incomplete building permit records for structures built prior to 1994.
And what evidence is there that this tram was built before 1994?
Because it provides access to the residence, and the residence was built in 1966. There's no other access at that time to the residence.
So you're testifying that the tram was built in 1966 or just sometime before 1994?
Prior to 1994, as stated in the administrative determination issued by the county.
Okay, I'll have to take a look at that.
Okay. Other than the references to an unpermitted tram, I don't have any other comments, just reiterating the request to remove that after the fact building permit condition, please.
So other than condition 7.1 or 7, all the other proposed conditions of approval are acceptable?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Thank you very much. Is there anybody else that wanted to speak on behalf of the applicant, Ms. Hesper?
The property owner is here, and I'll leave it up to him whether or not he wants to provide additional testimony.
This is Lyman Boyd. I am the property owner. I was present when the tram was built.
Well, I'm going to have to, we got a few things we got to do, Mr. Boyd, first. I'm going to have you state your, you stated your name. I need to have an address, and then I'm going to put you under oath.
Address is 15580 Cedar Bray Road, Leavenworth, Washington.
All right, sir. Would you raise your right hand for me and let me know when it's up?
It's up.
Thank you. Do you certify or declare under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. What would you like to tell me?
I was just going to reference construction of the tram was prior to 1994 and did serve the cabin that was referenced in 1966 as being servicing that cabin and obviously was there when we had the fire in 2015.
And did you own the property prior when the tram was constructed?
Yes.
Okay, so do you have a year for me that the tram was constructed or are you just not sure about that?
I think that the Labor and Industries final, which we did have to get a permit for, Labor and Industries permit was issued a final for operation was 1992. The construction took place between 89 and 92.
All right. All right, thank you very much. Anything else, Mr. Boyd?
I don't believe so unless you have any questions.
I do not have any further questions. I appreciate that. Did any member of the public come to testify on this particular matter? All right, hearing none, going back to staff, you indicated that you would be sending me this administrative determination as well as the building permit application for the house rebuild. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, those will also need to be sent to Ms. Hesburgh and upon my receipt, they will be part of the record then after that point. So we'll make sure of that. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing. Well, I'm going to keep it open until 5 p.m. today, and then it will be closed, and then I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. So we'll turn to the next item on today's agenda. This is a conditional use permit application, given application number CUP 21-081. This is an application submitted by Agent Syndicate Smith on behalf of the Eppings for the construction of a new detached garage within the Icicle Valley Design Review District, which is also within Chelan County, that is more property that's more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. Now, for the record, I will admit into the record that staff report, all those attachments to the staff report, which included all of the comments, all the site plan drawings, there's photographs and aerial photographs and SEPA documents. I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I'll admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference. And it looks like I'm turning this matter over to Mr. White for the staff presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Kopkamp. So CUP 21-081 is an application for a CUP for the construction of a new detached garage within the Icicle Valley Design Review District. The first floor of the structure is proposed to be a two-car garage with a bathroom. The second floor would have a home gym, office space, and storage area. The parcel is zoned RR20. So the most current iteration of the site plan was submitted to community development on September 8th, and it shows the boundaries of the property in relation to the proposed garage. And also date stamped April 27th is the current iteration of the building plan set as well. So for this project, we do want to note that the proposed garage shall not be converted to an ADU unless this CUP is amended. That the proposed shower we felt was not approvable as part of the CUP and should be removed from the final plans for building approval. Exterior lighting should be kept to low intensity and non-flashing and shall be kept directly from projecting over property lines. In addition, the applicant will need to file an application with the health district for connecting to an existing system approval. The proposed garage will need Class A roofing and will also need to meet the FireWise requirements per the adopted WAC and county code. Due to these FireWise requirements, we are not requiring any landscaping as part of the conditions of approval. Staff has reviewed the application materials, the agency comments for consistency with applicable codes and regulations, and as condition, recommends approval of CUP 21-081.
All right, thank you very much. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes, we can. Yep.
All right, can you state your name and an address for the record?
Todd Smith, 220 US Highway 2, Leavenworth, Washington, 98826.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
It will be the truth.
Thank you very much. And sir, you're here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner today, is that correct?
Correct.
What would you like to tell me, Mr. Smith, about this project?
The staff report was as what we were requested and going through the process of the CUP just as wanted and desired. So I have no testimony to contest or state other to what the findings were and or the conclusions of it.
And so you agree with all of the proposed conditions of approval?
Yes.
And the applicant understands that there won't be, that staff is recommending that there not be a shower in this garage facility, is that correct?
Yes.
And that it can't be used as an accessory dwelling unit without amending this permit?
That is understood.
Okay, perfect. Is there anything else you'd like to add? I see the Eppings are here, but I don't know if they wanted to testify or not.
They're welcome to speak. Chelsea is welcome to speak. However, you can decline.
Yeah. Well, if you don't want to testify, that's just fine. But if you want to testify, you'll need to unmute yourself. And doesn't look like anybody's jumping to unmute themselves. So I appreciate you coming in. All right. I'll turn this matter over to the public. Is there anybody from the public that came to testify on this matter? Okay, is there anything further from staff on this one?
Nothing further.
All right then, Mr. Smith and Mr. and Mrs. Epping, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna close the public record portion of this hearing. I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days.
Thank you, Mr. Kotkamp.
You're very welcome. Good to see you again, Mr. Smith. The last item on today's agenda is an amendment to a conditional use permit given application number CUPA 21-336, and this is an amendment submitted by the agent of Chelan Ridge Holdings to amend the permit to allow some additional construction on the property for this for their use. So what I'm going to do, I'll let staff discuss that further, but I'm going to, this property is located within Chelan County, and I'm going to admit into the record not only the staff report, but all those file of record related to the staff report, which included all of the application materials, all of the noticing documents. There are SEPA documents. I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire plan staff file into the record at this time by this reference and turn this matter over to, again, Mr. White for the staff presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Kotkamp. So CUP amendment 21-326 is to include an 800 square foot open air pavilion along with a 600 square foot deck to be used as a pizza oven, as well as additional wine tasting and food sales. The original CUP, which was CUP 2004-020, was a request for places of public and private assembly, a winery, and accessory uses which support, promote, or sustain agricultural operations and productions as a secondary, supportive, and or supplemental element of the operation of an ongoing agricultural activity, to allow the operation of a 6,000 square foot winery, 1,800 square foot tasting room, 1,000 square foot deck, special events, and food service, which are all together known as the Chelan Ridge Winery. The applicant submitted with their application a site plan on July 27th of 2021. Couple items to note for this amendment. So pursuant to Chelan County Code 1104 in the district use chart, a restaurant is not a permitted use. So the applicant must meet the requirements of a food and beverage service per Chelan County Code 14.98.835. Then also pursuant to Chelan County Code section 11.93.030, a letter of compliance shall be submitted by the applicant to community development prior to the commencement of the proposed use to show that they do have a approved parking and circulation plan that approved by Public Works. In addition, the applicant may be required to obtain a winery general permit from the Department of Ecology if the wastewater production's volumes surpass those quantified in the permit. And ecology may also require a permit if coverage if a facility is determined to be a significant contributor of pollutants or a significant industrial user as defined in their permit. Staff has reviewed the application materials, the agency comments for consistency with applicable codes and regulations, and as condition recommends approval of CUPA 21-326.
Thank you very much, Mr. White. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And can you state your name and an address for the record?
My name is Bill Swain, and my address is 900 Swartout, Manson, Washington, 98831.
All right, Mr. Swain, would you raise your right hand for me? And do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you. And you are the, I assume, one of the members of Chelan Ridge Holdings, LLC?
I am.
Oh, no. Yeah, okay. And you're authorized to appear and speak on their behalf today, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. What would you like to tell me?
I'd like to tell you that everything that Mr. White mentioned is correct. We accept all of the conditions, have begun working on those conditions, and would like to move forward as quickly as possible.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, we just appreciate your consideration today.
All right, thank you very much. Did any member, was there anybody else that wanted to speak on behalf of the applicant today? Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak today? I don't see anybody unmuting themselves. So is there anything further from staff?
Nothing further.
All right, then what I'm gonna do, Mr. Swain, is I'm gonna close the public record portion of the hearing at this time. I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days.
Wonderful.
All right, thank you. You're welcome. There are no other items on today's agenda, so I'm now going to adjourn this September 22nd, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. I thank you all for coming. This meeting is now adjourned.